makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. It's Monday, August 25th, and tomorrow the Texans must make their first round of roster cuts. Head coach Gary Kubiak will talk about that, and he and Andre Johnson will weigh in on Harry Williams' recovery. But first, don't forget to sign up for the Pancakes and Pigskins breakfast on September 9th. It's a chance to eat with the rookies and listen to GM Rick Smith. Go to HoustonTexans.com for more information.
Fly 72! Fly 72!
Kubiak has started making his cuts by releasing fullback Jameel Cook. He will need to cut four more players on Tuesday.
No, the only guy we released is Jameel Cook. And, you know, we have to make either one or two more moves by tomorrow afternoon. So we'll work through tomorrow's practice and stuff and make those decisions tomorrow afternoon.
The head coach, however, spent most of the day talking about Harry Williams, who's recovering from surgery to his spine. Williams should be able to walk, but it is unlikely he will ever play football again.
Well, you know, it's hard, John. You know, in this business, you root for kids, and you watch that guy and what he did last year. And you know, Harry had made this team. Harry was fixing to be a big part of this team and have a chance in his career that he had really earned. And, you know, to go out there on that field and see that kid laying there, what he went through, I think it's just a reality of, you know, how tough this game is and what can happen to you on any given play. So, you know, I just thank the good Lord the kid's going to be fine. You know, that's number one. But I know it's a very, very difficult time. Amazing mom. I talked to his mom. He's got great support. So Harry's going to be okay, and that's what's important. I know we're all disappointed that he won't be able to play, but you know, that's not what's most important.
Wide receiver Andre Johnson had become a mentor to Williams. I talked to Johnson about what was going through his mind when Williams went down.
You know what, words really can't describe it. You know, Harry's out here working real hard. You know, he was showing up every game, you know, making plays for us. And, you know, he was really, you know, a guy that, you know, we probably could have counted on this season, you know, to go out and make some plays for us. And, you know, we was talking about it this morning. You know, you could be out there one play and it can be over for you, you know, just like that. A lot of people don't realize, you know, this game of football is real dangerous. But, you know, it's something we love to do. And, you know, Harry loved it and he loved to do it. But, you know, you can be out there one play and it can, you know, end for you just like that. So, you know, our hearts go out to Harry, to him and his family. And, you know, he's going to be around, you know, once he gets well. And, you know, he's still our teammate and we're going to rally behind him.
You know, he said in the hospital the other day that he wants to make sure you guys go about your business and do your thing. What does that mean coming from him?
It means a lot, huh? You know, Coach Kubiak talked with him, and he said all he talked about was his teammates. So, you know, that's big on his part. Like I said, we're behind him 100%. We're rooting for him. And, you know, I just can't wait to see him, you know, walk through them gates, you know, and come watch his practice. I think that'll be a great day for this team and a great day for this organization.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans, get up and scream.